How much is too much mulch? A few musings on the matter today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
So we're back, and we got some more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number so you can find out how to get a free list of these foreclosures. 1-800-913-5838. 1-800-913-5838. It says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 400,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. Ask how you can get a free list of these foreclosures by calling Hot Props at 1-800-913-5838. Call 1-800-913-5838. That's 1-800-913-5838.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 8th, the 68th day of the year. The moon is in full tonight, March's full warm moon. There's no denying the benefits of mulch in the home landscape. It helps retain moisture, it controls weeds, and gives our lawn a well-manicured look. But now, landscape experts are seeing increasing evidence of too much mulch, and their biggest peeve is the tendency to build mulch volcanoes around the base of tree trunks. It's a habit that leads to excess moisture in the root zone, and eventually, root rot. And if your mulch is piled against the tree, the bark will soon rot, exposing the tree to insects and disease. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.